The town of Anoka, Minnesota can make quite a claim. That title traces its history to a 12-year-old boy who made a trip to Washington, D.C. to get special recognition for what was taking place where he lived. A story that is very much alive today is next on this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1920, the town of Anoka, Minnesota began a Halloween parade, along with other activities to help keep kids from pulling pranks on October 31st. 17 years later, in 1937, those parades had grown to the point that one young man set out to really put Anoka on the map.
Harry Blair was actually 12 years old. He was a little boy that we had here in town, and he went to Washington, D.C., and he had a proclamation to have it be Anoka, Halloween Capital of the World.
Anoka proudly claims that title yet today, Halloween Capital of the World. There are three parades that attract large crowds. In fact, the largest of those parades makes this city swell to many times its actual population.
We have our Grand Day Parade. Anoka has about 17,000 people that live here in town. And on a good day, nice weather, we'll bring in close to 100,000 people.
It's impressive all of the events this town hosts during a two-week Halloween season. It's all accomplished with volunteers.
We have about 20 to 25 core volunteers that do help out for each of the events. And we are very thankful. We've got amazing sponsors in town. Some of them will sponsor a specific event. Some will just help out because along with Anoka Halloween, not only just the events that we have, but we're also very proud because we do donate. And we have scholarships that we give out.
And Anoka makes sure people can be a part of the celebration year round.
We have the Anoka Halloween store. We have the Anoka Halloween merchandise. We also have an online store, so you're welcome to go online. That's also really fun because we literally ship to every state.
There's a physical store here you can visit. It's open more often, closer to the October festivities. And this, the Halloween capital of the world. Traveling the countryside in Anoka, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.